Alabama, by the way, is the home state of the newest member of the 2014 Pro Bowl team, and he is live on the line with us right now. Marcel Darius, congratulations, Marcel.
Yeah, how you doing? Thank you.
Hey, good. Where are you? You home? Where are you? Up in Birmingham, or where?
I'm in Birmingham right now. I'm at Bass Pro right now.
Yeah, you're getting calls. What's the quickest way you can get to Honolulu from Birmingham, and when do you leave?
I leave at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'll be there around 3 o'clock, ready for meetings.
And then get ready to play the game. What's this mean to you, Marcel, to be named to the Pro Bowl? What does that mean for you? First time for you?
Oh my God! I can't even words can express how I feel about the whole thing right now. It just seems like it's happening so fast. It seems like it's happening a little too fast. I'm just trying to grab myself.
Did you have a thought that might happen? You had to know you were close when the Pro Bowl votes came out at the end of December. Did you have a feeling that this could happen? Were you kind of on standby to get ready to go?
My agent, he contacted me and said, Marcel, just be prepared just in case anything happened tonight. You may be sliding into the Pro Bowl. Just wait and see what the outcome is.
And
so just kind of sit, me and my family, we just going to stand by and just wait it. It's a great feeling. I can't even explain right now.
Marcel, what do you think it was that kind of turned it around for you this year? What was it that made this year your best year, the three you played in the league so far?
It was just more so I just kind of just focused on straight to myself. Just really had to focus on myself and just kind of stay into the game and not let off-field things and just things that just shouldn't really be in the way of just me playing good and being consistent. Just kind of just focus in on what I had to do and just kind of pull it out.
Talk
to my brothers and sisters and we just put it all together and just made it happen.
It kind of sounds like what you describe is sort of natural, maturity. You're around the league in your third year. You're a little bit, you know what to expect, a little bit readier to play maybe in your third year than in the first couple of years. Is that accurate?
Of course. I mean, just to lead with Kyle Williams and Mario Williams, man, they showed me so much and just told me how to just stay focused this year, just kind of do what you're supposed to and kind of just learn the league and watching film and breaking film down the way it's supposed to be broke down and being consistent on your work. And being with those guys is kind of, I just kind of blossomed into the player that I always wanted to be. Just got to build on it and just staying consistent and kind of staying the guy that you always want to be known as. So that's what I did, and I just kind of put it.
Marcel, what kind of difference did this new coaching staff make for you? I'm talking about in particular Coach Anthony Weaver and the defense coordinator Mike Patton.
It pretty much gave me the freedom to just do me, just Marcel, just get down there, play the game that you want to play, man. You got to just play hard, just do yourself. Patton always let us go, let the defensive line go, and we just let us get after the quarterback when we can, when we know it's a pass. And Coach Weaves, man, he's like a player's coach. He's right there with us. He just left the league, just kind of showing us the ins and outs. And I just kind of soaked him up like a sponge, and we just had a great year and put it together.
What you've heard the rumors, I guess, the reports that Coach Patton has a chance maybe to be the head coach at Cleveland. What do you think of that, Marcel?
Oh man, I don't know. It's just I have no control over that. I really, really, really would hate to see him leave, but at the same time, it's still business, and football is football. We still got to go out there and just play.
When you get to Hawaii, you're going to look around on that. Actually, who knows what team? Right? You got to be drafted, but at least in the initial meetings with the whole Pro Bowl crew, you're going to look around and see line mates, Mario Williams, Kyle Williams, and Jarris Byrd from the backfield. It's got to be good to have four guys now from one defense out there in Hawaii for the Pro Bowl.
Oh, yes. It feels great to have four of these guys with me, man. Played with them a couple of years. For us to go out here and play the way we did and just had a pretty good defensive year out here, just doing the best we can. It's great to see them out there. I'm happy I finally joined these guys as a new member of the Pro Bowl for the Buffalo Bills. I'm just happy as hell.
So they're going to draft for the Pro Bowl teams, Marcel. Jerry Rice for one team, Deion Sanders for the other. Who do you want picking you? Whose team do you want to play on?
It really doesn't matter to me whoever's going to let me go. just let me have fun.
And what do you think about playing in the game itself this coming Sunday? A lot of people love making the Pro Bowl and then get to the game and say, this is not really the greatest game I've ever played in. What do you think it'll be like playing in that game on Sunday?
I honestly don't know. I really can't wait to get the experience. It's going to be pretty fun being out there with the guys, you know, that work hard as you did all year and put in the work and just kind of excited to be around them at the same time.
Last question for you, Marcel. Is this the way you saw your career going with, you know, first-round draft pick, third overall, a couple of years in the league, and now going to Pro Bowls? And is that what you had in mind when you came out a couple of years ago?
To be totally honest with you, I thought it would have went a little bit better. But, you know, things happen the way they do for a reason. And, you know, I took a couple hard hits off the field. So I just had to do the best I can to bounce back and play the ball that I was supposed to be playing from the jump. And that's exactly what I projected and we went and did. So I'm just happy.
We're happy for you, Marcel, and thank you very much for spending the time with us. And 6 a.m. flight, you got to head out of Hawaii. That's pretty tough, but I think you'll be all right.
Hey, I'll be up waiting for it.
Thanks, Marcel. Congratulations.
All right, no, thank you.